I mentioned in my homilies last week how the first reading and the gospel we hear have common themes. I think I used the word jammed in to describe the second reading. And I spoke about how St. Paul gets cheated, and he's the author of most of our second readings here at Mass. So this week, feeling for him, let's give St. Paul a little bit of love. And I'd like to speak about our second reading today. I've only done it a handful of times in a quarter century. And Doug, that's why I needed it read well. Or should I say, I needed it read. So thank you for that. St. Paul wrote to the Ephesians, "Be careful how you live. Not as unwise people, but as wise, making the most of the opportunity." Another translation is making the most of time. Because for St. Paul, this time here was an opportunity to be saved. If we think about it, time is the most precious commodity in the world. Time is the one thing in our lives we cannot create and we cannot capture. And we've all said at some point in our life, in desperation maybe, "I'm running out of time." Indeed, we all are. Ecclesiastes reminds us that there is a time to be born and a time to die. We are all right now living the number of days God has given us to live. And as we live those days, we need to be careful, or our lives will pass quicker than we can ever imagine. So while we live this short life, we need to make most of the time we have. And we can call that stewardship of time. Because the fact of the matter is, we do have all the time there is. We do have all the time we really need. And the proof of that is in the truth of the saying, "If you need something done, ask a busy person," right? Because busy people manage their time. They're motivated. One of the things I try and do something every day that doesn't need to be done that day. But the fact of the matter is, all of us here, some of the time, some of us here, probably all of the time, squander time. I cannot think of a better way to squander time than to get in our own heads and to think about the future and to think about the past. I guess we call them worriers, right? Worrying about the future that's not here yet. Worrying about the past, which is past. We can't change. Those who live in their own heads to the future and to the past never live in the present. The only time of value in this life is in the present. So how do we use our time? For family and friends, for example. I think mealtime is a great time for that. I try and stay in touch with my family and friends with mealtime. Not only nourished to stay alive, but our relationships are strengthened. How do we use our time for love of God? Well, as you know, we've been spending a lot of time listening to the Bread of Life discourse here at Mass, the Gospel of John. We'll finish it next week. This Bread of Life discourse, telling us the truth about the Eucharist, reminds us that this hour spent here is the best time spent for our salvation. It's never lost, ever. I remember growing up wondering why we had to go to Mass all of the time. In high school, I would, to plead my cause, I would often point to bad behavior to justify my behavior. And so I'd say, look, you know, he doesn't go to Mass all the time. You know, why should I? Why do I have to? I wasn't opposed to going to Mass, but do we have to go all the time? And Grandma would always say, there are 168 hours in a week, and you can't even give God 1 hour. And then we're like, well, if you want to put it that way, I mean, it sounds bad, but let's go every day. And if you want to, let's not get technical here. And our Mass here is not even an hour. You go to 4 o'clock this afternoon, you got a 30-minute Mass. I mean, imagine that. I mean, if I had to go to Mass, that would be my Mass. Could you imagine Grandma saying, there are 168 hours in a week, and you can't give God 30 minutes? I mean, it sounds even worse. We didn't have a 30-minute Mass in Williston. God doesn't ask for a lot of time, but he does ask for time. How do we use the time of our God-given skills? This is our vocation, our work, our profession. Remember that our employment takes up half of our conscious adult lives. I cannot think of more of a living hell than to hate your work, to hate your employment. I know people who wait for 5 p.m. every day. I can't imagine living like that. Work is work. It's not always Disney World, but we ought to enjoy what we do. If we hate it, we're wasting our time. We need to always review in our lives our use of time. St. Paul was a good pastor. He was a pastor to the Galatians, to the Ephesians, to the Colossians. St. Paul always reminded his people of the value of time. He wrote to the Corinthians, and remember, we hear this every single Ash Wednesday. He wrote to the Corinthians, now is the time. Now is the day of our salvation. Now, the present. He wrote to the Philippians, reminding them of the urgency to use time well. He wrote to the Philippians, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. This week, let's remember the most precious gift of the living is time. How do we, as St. Paul taught, make the most of time? How do we make the most of this opportunity? Amen.